Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. I got with me Lily Collins with the Daily Pilates. Welcome, Lily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Daily Pilates. How are you serving folks?
So we offer Pilates mat, Pilates reformer, and some cardio HIIT classes. We have a location on the west side and location in Inman Park.
Now, how'd you get into the Pilates business?
So I actually went to school for kinesiology, exercise science. So I started out personal training and then got certified in Pilates and have kind of just expanded ever since then. So kind of started with like a small private studio and then expanded into the west side and then Inman Park.
Now, when you were doing your studies, what attracted you to Pilates?
So I initially wanted to go to school for physical therapy. And that involved getting a doctorate, going back to school for 3 years. And I started working for a woman who used Pilates as physical therapy. And that really interests me. I loved it. It felt amazing. And I decided that that route would be a lot easier and more fun than going back to school for 3 years. So that's how that happened.
Now, Pilates, though, got its start in dance. Is that right?
Kind of. So Joseph Pilates started actually for people in the war who were stuck in bed, and he wanted to create movement for them that they could do while, you know, being isolated in these beds. So that's initially how it got started. And then he moved to New York, and that's when all the dancers kind of flocked to him because it was all about lengthening and stretching, and that's what they needed.
Now, for someone who's never done Pilates, is this something that a beginner can quickly do some of the exercises, or do you need a professional to really help you?
Pilates definitely need a professional, I think, to kind of really get it right. It's one of those movements that you can start at any level, but it's going to get harder and better the more you do it, because you start to learn how to breathe correctly, how to move correctly, and it really just gets better and better. And I always say harder and harder, honestly, because you learn to engage more muscles and where to let go.
So now in your business, you have two locations. How are you handling this crisis where there's social distancing and things like that?
Right. So I closed my doors on March 16th. That was a Monday, just because we knew it was best to just go ahead and get ahead of it. So before we even closed, I started making some online videos just to prepare. And unfortunately, we did need that. So we've set up an online on-demand studio on Vimeo. So you can go to the site and purchase videos like Pilates mat, Pilates stretch, cardio Pilates. So there's a lot of different options for people that they can do from home with pretty much like no equipment.
And then do you see this as kind of a permanent pivot in your business to move and leverage more online? Or when this crisis is over, you'll go back to your studios and then just go back to business as it was?
Yeah, I've actually talked with a lot of different Pilates studio owners throughout the country, and we've kind of been brainstorming on, you know, the pros and cons of all this. And I think that, you know, online stuff definitely takes up a lot of time and energy, and you don't really see like financially it's the biggest benefit from it, but it is fun. And it does give clients like something else they can do on their own when they can't make it into the studio. So I think it's something that I'll continue to offer. But I think the majority of us really want to get back into the studio.
And there's things in the studio that you can't do at your home, right?
Correct. Yeah. So we use Pilates reformer. So it's a big piece of equipment that you can really only get in the studio unless you have one at home.
Now, for people who are interested in taking your classes, is there a sample class they can try, or they have to start paying right at the beginning?
So we have like a little trailer that kind of shows some of the exercises that might be included in the videos that'll kind of give you an idea of like how the class goes and like what kind of movement to expect. But yeah, each of our classes are $10. So it's just kind of like a pick and choose.
And then once it's downloaded on their computer or wherever they download it, is it something they can watch over and over? It's a one-time thing.
Yes. So they, once they purchase it, it's theirs to keep. So they will have it as long as our site is up, and they can watch it as many times as they want at any time.
And do they need any equipment in order to do this, or is this stuff they can just do on the floor?
So a lot of the videos are just mat-based. We do have in the description if you need, let's say, like a ball or a weight, and we've kind of given you some alternatives that you might have at home. So, you know, we say, you know, you can use wine bottles or water bottles instead of weights or cans. You can use pillows instead of our toning balls. You can use like laundry detergent instead of a kettlebell. So there's options that we give that hopefully you can find around the house.
Now, I've always been curious about Pilates and yoga to some extent as well, but I'm not very flexible and it's hard for me to stretch. Is there modifications that can get kind of a true beginner at least going a little bit without hurting themselves?
Absolutely. Yeah. The best way to modify in Pilates is just limiting your range of motion. So, you know, you don't have to extend your leg all the way. You can keep a soft bend in your knee. You can take a smaller movement rather than reaching all the way. It's kind of one of those things where it's a do your best, but with good form. So go only as far as you can, keeping your form. The biggest thing we want to see is that you're connecting your breath to your body. You're moving with intention and you're staying focused.
Now, when you say kind of matching your breath to your body, what does that mean? And what does that look like for someone?
Yeah. So every inhale and exhale is going to be purposeful with Pilates movements. So we tell you when to breathe, when to inhale, when to exhale, because this helps to contract our abdominal muscles. That's why Pilates is kind of known as like a core workout, because every movement we do involves core, involves breath. So it's one of those exercises that becomes mindful, like yoga, that kind of distracts you from whatever's going on in your life. So you can just center back in with your own breath and your own body.
So now part of the daily, though, is also a high intensity interval training. Is that accurate?
Yes. Yeah, so at our Westside studio, we also have a space for our cardio HIIT classes. So we do Pilates in these classes, but we'll kind of add like a cardio HIIT component as well. So for example, cardio Pilates, it starts out with, you know, 4 or 5 HIIT exercises. So like jumping jacks, burpees. And then you do that for a certain amount of time on, certain amount of time off. And then after you go through all that, it's about 30 minutes, you move on to the mat portion. So Pilates mat. So you get a little bit of both.
And that's what makes your classes a little different.
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of something that we brought to Atlanta that wasn't here yet. So it was kind of an exciting little addition.
Now, for the person who is starting out or even a veteran, how quickly do they kind of start seeing results when they incorporate Pilates as part of their fitness routine?
I mean, for me, it happened within a month. For all my clients, that's what they tell me as well. It's definitely something that you'll see more and more as you stick with it. But definitely after a month, you're going to feel and you're going to see a difference in your body, not only physically, but also mentally. Like we help people to kind of notice some of the unnecessary like movements they do in their body that create tension. So, you know, I see people a lot start classes where their shoulders are up to their ears and they're like, oh, I have such a hard time, you know, keeping them relaxed. And by the end of the month, they come in and their shoulders are just so far away from their ears. Like they just look so much more like at ease. And it's kind of incredible to watch.
Now, I would imagine prior to this crisis, a lot of people were at work and they're hunched over a computer. But now during the crisis, they're like on their couch. So they have different posture problems than they had previously. They're probably still problems, but they're just different. Any kind of suggestions for a person that maybe isn't ready to commit to a formal Pilates program, but just from a posture standpoint on sitting, anything that they should be doing?
Yeah, I think it's all about mindfulness and just kind of being aware, checking in, you know, every 15 minutes or so, like noticing how you're sitting and just kind of thinking, okay, is this best for my body? Maybe take a break, walk around, maybe take a second to kind of regroup, sit up taller, you know, keep the shoulders back, open the collarbone, and just find your breath again and make sure that you're not, you know, holding any tension where it's not necessary.
Now, breathing, you mentioned breath a lot. Do people know how to breathe, or do you find you have to kind of educate them on what a deep breath really is? They might think they are taking deep breaths, but maybe they're taking shallow breaths.
Right. We actually, in Pilates, we use what we call lateral breathing. So expanding the ribs out to the side on the inhale, and then exhaling, closing the ribs down and in. So this is going to be expanding the rib cage, getting a little more air, but then also try not to create like tension in the like abdomen and the chest. So think about opening the ribs and then exhaling the air out. So not only are we connecting to our core, but hopefully kind of, you know, slowing things down and just calming the body.
Now, should we be breathing like that for every breath, or this is just something you do when you're exercising?
Just Pilates. Yeah. Normal breathing whenever. I know some clients like to kind of practice it like when they're in their car or they're seated at their desk, because it does take a second to kind of understand. Some people have a hard time even moving their rib cage. It's just a new way of connecting to your body, but it's definitely beneficial.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more about the studio and the classes, is there a website?
Yes. So our website is www.doitonthedaily.com. So that's our studio website. There you can see on our homepage a link to a discount on our reformer classes, but then also the link to our on-demand online studio. So it's going to be on Vimeo, and it's just vimeo.com/on-demand/thedailypilates.
And then they can find that on the website as well, right?
Yes, correct. There's a link on our homepage to it as well.
Well, good stuff, Lily. Congratulations on all your success and great job kind of doing what you got to do to just kind of deal with this crisis.
Thanks. I know. We're just trying to keep going, keep moving, and just stay strong.
That's good advice for everybody. And again, the website is doitonthedaily.com. That was Lily Collins. Thank you again for sharing your story.
Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.